What I have here today, those who have copies of the Shari Yasher of Rav Shimon, it should be printed on both sides. Yeah. Okay. I'll explain to you what I'd like to do. First of all, I think it's a good experience to learn a Shari Yasha every once in a while. Rav Shimon is just incredible. Almost the whole Shari Dalet is on the lumdis of Kol Kavua Kemetzam Echzadami and called the Parish Meruva Parish. And we're going to learn his Yisoid. And the part I chose to take his explanation is what has to do with the Chavos Das and with the Chacham Sadam, what we learned during the course of Siman Kuf Yud. Before I begin, I want to tell you something about Rav Shimon's style, and it fits into the piece that we have here. Rav Shimon in Shari Yasher has a style in Lumdis where he holds that the Torah establishes facts. And he uses this in numerous examples. I'll give you the easiest example to understand and what I mean, but it's much more complex, but the following you'll understand well. If someone cooks on Yom Tif and eats food, there's no malach involved. You all know that fa'echel nefesh, but one is permitted to, fa'echel nefesh, a person is permitted to cook on Yom Tif. There's a Gemara in Be'ah that says a person can do one mice and be over many aveiros. It talks about someone who cooks basa b'cholom on Yom Tif and eats it. So Gemara says he's over for lighting a fire, he's over for cooking on Yom Tif, he's over for cooking basa b'cholom, he's over for eating basa b'cholom. So Rav Shimon deals with the question that if a person cooks basa b'cholom, he takes milk and meat, Rachmana Litzayin, has kosher meat, which is certainly basa b'cholov, and milk, and he puts them in a pot, and he cooks them together. And then he eats it on Yom Tov. So he did a terrible thing. I mean, he's over on this Bishul basa b'cholov, this Achilas basa b'cholov. But why is he over on the aver of cooking on Yom Tov? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for eating purposes. The fact has basa b'cholov, so for that he's getting malchus for basa b'cholov.
It's not eating purpose.
But he ate it.
No, but it's not
really. He really ate it.
The visual is so that he can eat it.
See, he cooked it so he could eat it.
But it's not
food. But he ate it, so why not?
Isn't that dependent on machlokes rishonim on whether or not you make a bracha on something that's
not food? No, that's because it's disgusting. No. Kimi, all the rishonim agree with the Gemara, so everyone has to fit with the Gemara, but I don't think it depends on that, because that's saying it's a mavarech l'minai. It's a disgusting thing to do. So what Rav Shimon does is he says that the Torah tells you what's food. Basa b'cholov is not food. Let's say a person would take a piece of metal and cook it in Yom Tif and melt it down and drink it. So you'd say it's cooking the tzarech echol nefesh. You wouldn't say that. It's not food. Right. So 1 second. So he says that the Torah's kaveya, what's food? The Torah says basa b'cholov looks like food and it smells like food, and goyim think it's food, but it's not food. And the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. He says if someone's going to cook poison on Yom Tov and eat it, he's not going to have a heter of echel nefesh. Reb Shimon's style is to look at things that way, to say that if the Torah says it's not food, then it's not food. You say it's food, who cares? Ashevei is when something is pogum, so we say for you it's not pogum. Therefore, Ashevei is a type of iser, not a type of heter, I don't know. Anyway, I don't mean this particular case, even though this is a Gemara, but my point is that's Rav Shimon's style. Another example, when we talk about Safik Daraisa L'Chumra, I mentioned to you that if someone takes a Safik Daraisa and eats it, And when he comes up to Shemayim, Achanei Ve'esrim, he goes over to the Malach Michal and he says, remember I ate that Sofik, what was it? And he said, oh, you got the kosher piece. So Rav Shimon says he's still over in Aveira. Because Sofik is a Deraisa, is itself an Aveira. Normally we learn Sofik Deraisa, you don't take chances. He says, no, Sofik is a Deraisa, is itself an Aveira. In other words, even though we call it a Sofik, the Torah says it's an Aveira, then Sofik Deraisa L'Chomri is an Aveira. Rav Shimon's style is to express things the way the Torah sets up, the way the Torah sets it up, that's the way it's set up. I once collected maybe 10 examples of this Rav Shimon. I once gave a shiur on Rav Shimon's style in these things. My point is, mentioning Rav Shimon's style is only agab, but it'll help you for what I'm going to discuss with you now. Rav Shimon's Mahalach, Rav Chaim's Mahalach, and their dispute regarding the lumdis of Kavua Kavetza Metza. What? Chazer is not food. Chazer is poison. It's poison. You cook poison and eat it, yes.
But if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you
put it. Well, Shari Yom Kippur has to do an inui. If it takes away the inui, maybe you're not put. I don't know. At any rate, they begin our sugya the way Rav Shimon, or this really starts with the Rav Chaim. Now the Rav Chaim is not printed in the Grach al Hashas, it's printed in the Rav Ochanan, the Kovitz Shiurim, in two places, in Ksubis Ois Mem, on Daf Yudalid, which is Daf Tesvav, which is our sugya, and again in Chelik Beis, there's a section on Shev Shmaitza, Rav Ochanan Taoris on Shev Shmaitza. And there in Ois Chafalef, there it's more Barichus, the following Yisoid. First, let me see if I can get the Kasha past you. No one's going to like the Kasha. Some people are not going to like the Kasha. So let's start with the Kasha Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon are dealing with. And then we'll get to what they hold. We have a rule that called the parish Meruba parish. And called Kavua Kemetza Mechtzadami. Which was the original rule, which was Siv Gimel, which came from the Gemara, which is that if you find meat in the street, you go according to rice stores in town. If you find a Frankfurter in the street, and it's a town where rice stores are kosher, you're allowed to eat the Frankfurter. Halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to eat it. That's the din of called the parish Meruba parish. In Brooklyn, if you find a challah, you pick up a challah, no identifying character, it's just a plain plastic bag, and it's a challah. Now, most bread in New York is treif, but most challahs, I'm assuming, are kosher. So called the parish Meruba parish, a challah is kosher. Are there any kosher stores that have bags that are not imprinted with a colored, they still exist such stores? Glatmont has the Glatmont name on the bags. Yeah, everybody has. So since Vade Goyim, only Jews spend money on printing their names on the clear plastic bags. Also have their names.
Yes.
Really, crazy world. So
a new one in 2017.
A new one. Okay. At any rate, the point is, if you find a challah in a way that's not that you can't figure out what it is, it's mutter. It's mutter because called the parish Meruba parish. And now that's the halach. Kol kavua kemetza mechtzadami. What does that mean? That means if you went into a store and you bought a challah and you came home and the example I give you is someone of Nebrak thinks all stores are kosher and he comes and says not all stores are kosher, there are non-kosher stores too. And you don't remember which store you went into. So we said kol kavua kemetza mechtzadami. What does that mean? We learn out of a pasuk that if you go into the place of the kviyas, that no matter it could be 1,000 kosher on one treif, called kavua kemetza mechtzadami, it's called sofik deraisa, and the food is awesome. Frech Rav Chaim, how could you ever say called a parish Meruba parish? You find meat in the street. It came from a store. And the stores are mechza mechza. Statistically, there may be 1,000 kosher stores in one treif. But the Torah is telling you that the stores themselves are kemechza mechza dami. The stores, it's as if they have 50 kosher stores and 50 treif. So when you find something in the street, how are you allowed to eat it? Because called the parish Maruba parish was parish from a kavias. It was parish from a place where it was kavua. And the kavias in the Torah says, akamechza amechza dami. So how do you have called the parish Maruba parish? There's no gzeres akasim called the parish. Gzeres akasim called kavua. When it's not kavua, you're telling me, okay. So then you go back to the default that you go basarayv. But why do you go basarayv? It was parish from a kvias. It was parish from a kavua. Why does a kavua tell me all the stores in Brooklyn, all the stores in Bnei Brak, are ki'ilu, they have 50 kosher stores and 50 treifa stores. And whatever you find is parish, not meruba, is parish from a kvias.
Why don't you pass him? It's a new side of right.
What's the shaila?
Now it's a roiv. Now it's outside. You've done a new thing of roiv. Don't look what.
But what does roiv mean? Roiv means. But there aren't roiv stores. It only looks to you like there are roiv stores. There aren't really roiv stores. So we have 50-50 in the stores.
That's a
Yiddish. But you see, there's no gzeres hakasim that nakavuya go basarayv. There's a general rule of halchanach harayv and kol parish ruva parish, and then there's a din of kavua.
Right,
so,
yeah. Not kavua,
but it is kavua. The rayv was parish from a kvias. The rayv came from its store. The rayv was parish from a kvias. What? Just had a hug. Okay. That's Reb Chaim's approach, not Reb Shimon's. Okay, so we have here. The what? No, that might be chazaka, but it was certainly changed. It has to do with chazaka. All right, so what? We don't say knas when it's exercised. When we learn out of a pasuk, we don't attribute our own logic to it. I mean, you can say a logic, but we don't change halacha over the logic. Yes. Yeah. Kavua is not logical at all. It's exercise.
What's considered kavua? Meaning the fact that we in the city we have one store that's straight that makes the whole city kavua.
That's right. That makes the whole city kavua.
The whole world is kavua. Where does it end?
So we only go by the range of suffix. In other words, I don't know if I bought it in a store within this area, then that area goes into the suffix. Right. But why is that? That's good for the question. Why do we say that? Why do we say this? I was to be not in the store. And when you find it in the street, the stuff was also not in which store it came from.
When would it be right? Because this. When would it be right? Let's never right.
Let me tell you. I think what most of you are really saying is Reb Chaim's approach. And then I'll tell you Reb Shimon's approach. Reb Chaim says basically that kavua doesn't mean there's no raiv. There is raiv. Raiv stores are kosher. I mean, it stores are treif. The fact is a fact. The Torah is not changing the fact. The Torah is telling you that when something is kavua, we call it anhogas hasveikas. So how do you have to behave? You behave that you treat it as a suffix. Kemechza mechza. Reb Chaim says that when the Torah says kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, it's not denying that roiv stores are kosher. Of course roiv stores are kosher. It's a fact that roiv stores are kosher. The Torah is telling you that when it comes to kavua, when you go into the store, we don't care about roiv. We're not knowing the din of roiv. Applies kavua kemechza mechza dami. When you find it in the streets, you go basarayv. It's still Rive stores are still kosher. Which is probably really what everyone is saying in one way or another. And the most glatter way is to go with such an approach that Rive is Rive, there's always Rive. The dinner of Kavua, we express it. We really mean to say is when it's Kavua, you can't rely on Rive. That's all. When it's Kavua, you can't rely on Rive. And someone will tell you, by Pekuch the Fashis, you don't rely on Rive. Doesn't mean there's no Rive. It means there's certain things that you don't rely on Rive. Now that's probably the simplest way to learn. So the answer to the Kasha is that really it is a Rive. And Kavish Maruba Parish. The Gezeris HaKosav is, in a case, we have a group of 10 people standing in one place, and Rav Gaim, the Adin, or 10 stores. So it's a Gezeris HaKosav that when you're holding, in this case, that's how you work. You know what it's like? It's like you find a baby in the street, so you go, bus arrive. What about the Pikuch the Fashis? So there's a Mandiyam, you don't go bus arrive, you don't go Fashis. So what's the Kshayla? There's Rive. Just when you cook the bus, you don't go bus arrive. Here also, there's Rive. But when you go into the store and take it out, then we don't go bus arrive. If the suffix is not, then it's Kviyas. Then we don't go bus arrive. That's a Chiddush HaTorah. And the Kashi was saying, which Rav Shimon holds is true, that it's only Parish from its Kviyas. So it's Parish from its Kviyas, then it should be different. That's Rav Chaim's take on it. Rav Chaim's is the easier one to do. I'm going to speak out to Rav Shimon, so we're going to see that the Gedolei HaPoskim will hold like Rav Shimon's explanation. Okay, this is Ad Kan is Rav Chaim's explanation. I'd like to share with you Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon reject this? I'll tell you very simply. Because Rav Shimon holds that the Torah sets up the reality. That's Rav Shimon's mahalach always. I'm talking about Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop, recent. Right? Moshe's father learned by Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan Rav Shimon, Rabbi Plukta here. So Rav Shimon holds the Torah sets up the reality. If the Torah says, Kavua kemechza amechza dami, then Kavua kemechza amechza dami, there's no Rive. If you see Rive, you're wearing the wrong glasses. You got to put on Torah glasses. If you put on Torah glasses, you see it different. Just like someone looks at Basa Bechalav, he says it's food. Rav Shimon says you're not wearing the right glasses. You got to put on the glasses that interpreted according to the Torah, and Basa Bechalav is not food, it's poison. This is the Mahalach of Rav Shimon. Now let's see how it affects us here, and how Rav Shimon deals with it. I just want to mention, I don't know if there's any meaning to this, but it's very interesting. Rav Shimon Shkop's approach is if the Torah says it's that way, then it is that way. To me it's fascinating. 2,000 years before Rav Shimon Shkop was born, there was a Tana Rav Shimon. And that Tana Rav Shimon holds Koloimid Lisraif Kesarif Dami. He holds Koloimid Ligzais Kagazas Dami. He has a very similar Shita. Rav Shimon holds that if the Torah says you have to burn it, it says no Kazayas there. It's Kesarif Dami. That's Rav Shimon's Shita. The Torah says you got to burn nice, and there's no Kazayas. It looks like a Kazayas? No. Kolayim and Lisrif, Kesarif. It seems to be a very...
You can't kill a dead man. You can't kill a dead man. And it's omid leharei.
Okay. Anyway, I mentioned that just as an aside. Okay, let's see the Shimon Paragimel. You see his Yisayin. And be patient with Reb Shimon. Because what I want to show is that the Reb Shimon helps us understand some of the Paiskim that we have a hard time with. In Perek Tes, the beginning is the Brisa and Rashi, which is the source of the whole sugya. The Maimon in the Shari Yosha is that it's written to understand. Rav Shimon did not personally write the Shari Yosha. Rav Shapiro, Rav Tarvadas, what's his first name? Rabbi Shai Shapiro wrote the Shari Yosha. He was very gifted. He was a Rebbe in Tarvadas when he came to America. And he wrote the Shari Yosha. He's very gifted in the way he wrote. And Dr. Dabit Shari Yosha, Rav Shimon thanks him for writing it. The problem with geniuses is that when they write, you don't know what they're talking about. That's why I have such a hard time with my writings. It's very difficult. But, Rav Baruch Ber is And Prophet Shmuel is a genius sefer, but it's very hard to figure out. He wrote it. Okay. Peregimel. He brings the brice. So let's go through it quickly. Tanya Teshachaduya is kula meifes basa shchuta, v'achas mecheres basa nevela, v'lokach me'achas mehem, v'ni yedei me'ezimem lokach sveikai aser. That's called kokavua. Ubenimtza. If you're 5 feet in the street, halachach harayv. Because of Rashi, sveika yaser. Why, when you go into the store, is it awesome? Becham the kokavua, kemertza, mertza dami. Ubenimtza. That's the Gemara's Lashem benimtza. Taich Rashi, basa nimshu b'shuk. V'leyadina meze pirish, halachach harayv. Chayil. V'habalu faneinu. The item that came before us, lay b'makum kviyas l'kacha. It wasn't taken now from its kviyas. It doesn't help that what we took came from the kviyas. Im dorish lasis arayv ayidei devarim kavuim. If you want to say called the parish meruba parish because of the pieces of meat in the kavua dekastores, kiva the mispar harayv shalubayim lachshayv him dvarim kavuim. Since you want to go bust arayv, it came from stores, and those stores themselves are kavua. Aleinu lachshayv kemechza amechza. That's the kasha most of you didn't like, but he's saying it. He's saying you want to go bust at a store. Again, to repeat this last line, kiva the mispar harayv shalubayim lachshayv. You find meat, you want to say there's more kosher meat in town than treif. Hey, madvar makavuim. That meat is in stores. You're relying on rive of meat that's in stores. Aleinu lashad kemetza amechza memela leka rive. You can't rely on that. There's no rive. Aye, what's called the parish?
In addition to that, it could have come from the balabas, not from the store.
Well, the idea is that all meat presumably originates from a butcher store. It's true. Some people can shecht at home. But even they shecht at home, it's kavua in their house. Every meat came from the Beis HaShechita. Now, it could be a butcher store, it could be a home, it could be someone shecht it in his house. But even if you shecht it in his house, that's also part of the kviyas. If someone went to get meat from someone's house and doesn't remember which house, it would be the same thing, if that's the kviyas. Right? Umitamzeh kosavnu. Zokrev Shemin, because of this kasha, we've written earlier. Earlier he writes about Barichus. Here is Bekitzim. Hademahani bepirish echa minakvua. This which it helps pirish from kviyas. Umishum de ba'ifin kazeh yeshlonu toiras roiv meisug acher. It doesn't mean roiv pieces of meat. Yeshlonu toiras roiv meisug acher. The roiv we're talking about is a different roiv. Vehu roiv sheba al yidecheshben roiv hamikrim. What he's saying is, there's no rive meat that's kosher. The meat is mechza mechza. But the suffix is hamikrim, the act that happened. Was it removed from a kosher store? Was it removed from a trefa store? And the act of removing it from a store, that is no kavua. Hainu debosa nimsa b'shuk onu chayshu b'kai gavna rive ayidei mikra shel oifanim. We find meat in the store. Our question isn't, is this meat kosher or treif? Our question is, from where was it taken? She'ef shel ha'afrish ha'basa misham. From where was the meat taken? V'hine. Yishlanu tesei fanin she'vishor is liyas ha'basa kosher. Now again, we're not dealing with numbers of pieces of meat. We're dealing with possible activity. There are 9 actions that could have brought the meat here that are kosher. It could have been removed from one of 9 kosher stores and come here. And one way it could be treif. It could be it was taken from a store that's treif. Vazlina basa haroiv shenifra shabasar vaif and shul kosher. And the roiv is on there. It was taken from a kosher store. Val inyan sug roiv zeh. And the roiv of the activity that it was removed from a store, loy megareda lon midi linyan acheshbin. We don't care about the number of pieces of meat. We don't go by the number. I underlined that this is sort of a punchline. Our din Torah is on oifen haprisha, how it was removed. My fane aprishus einai toli klal im nifrish midava kavua im nifrish unayid. Where it came from, what's the difference if it came from a kvias or it came from something that's moving? Rakshana dono atzmai sadvarim. If we're done, is this piece kosher a tray? Fabu rav im midava zehu amispar haroi v'mispar amiyut. We say is it from the 90% to the 10% because I got no more tayra shemispar amiyut ushakol. That the 10% is equal. Akshayiv kemispar harayiv. Memiru kavu. Avog shalu doner ala mikrim aneiladim. But if we talk about the activity, the action that took place, the leishef and kviyus, there's no kviyus on action. As dina lo'ilam basa harayiv, ze yisayda ikri b'din kavu al parish. V'avtu poshet lani yaz daiti. Hear that? So he's saying here that a new way of looking at Kolda Parish. We're not talking about the pieces, amount of pieces of meat in town and saying Kolda Parish, Murma Parish, it comes from right pieces of meat. No, not at all. We're saying that din, the Shaila is, where was this taken from? You walk in the street, you find a Frankfurter. What are you asking yourself? Which store did it come from? Isn't that what you would ask? And the old person says, I found a Frankfurter. Did it come from a kosher store? Did it come from a treifa store? The nidan is, from where did it come?
But if we knew that, why do we need all this? If you know where the store comes from,
We don't know. You're right. We don't know which store it came from. Yeah. So now we have to declare, we've got to scratch our heads and say, well, which store did it, what are the odds? Yeah. It could have come from one of nine kosher stores. It could have come from one treifa store. Right. So in Mela we have Roy.
First of all, lost.
Right.
90% of people will have lost it from a kosher.
90%? I don't want to say 90%, no numbers, but odds are 9 out of 1. No, the stores are 9 and 1. The meat is 5 and 5. The meat is 5 and 5. The meat in town is 50% kosher, 50% trade. There's a noun and a verb. The nouns are kavua kemetza metzadami. The noun is the piece of meat. Maybe you're right, the store is also a noun. But the porish, the act, the verb, the removing it from the place, the removal is not kavua. Removal is an action. The act is not, there are nine ways that this could have turned this way, and one way it could have turned that way. That's all. Mikrim is a verb. Mikra means actions, right? A mikra is an happening. That's what it is. But you get what I mean, whether it's a verb or not. What? If you buy the meat from the store. So now, the suffix began in the store. He explains, he says those words later. There, you picked up in the store, is a kosher or a treif. Before it was parish. Since you bought it in the store, the suffix is, when I picked up this piece of meat, and maybe I pay for it, is a kosher or a treif. The suffix is that I take a kosher meat or a treif meat. Here the question is, from where was it parish? Called the parish? Meruva parish. Yeah. So once it's parish, that this is Reb Shimon Zisa.
He bought it, and he dropped it. And he realized that a block later he dropped it.
He goes back and finds it.
And he finds it.
But he's not misupik about what he found. He knows he found what he dropped. Right? It's a... And that's Reb Shimon, I have to tell you. It doesn't matter. You have five kosher stores or five treifa stores. But the act of removing it could have been nine chances it could have been removed from a kosher store. One could have been removed from a treifa store. Statistically, the number of stores is kavokim atzav after them. But the act of being pirish, odds are 9 to 1 that you will pirish it from a... The psak of called the parish is the needed is on the action. The needed is on the action.
Doesn't
that's good for what I'm going to show you. If you remember Chavis Daz Dalet, take a quick look at the beginning of Chavis Daz Dalet. I'll tell you. That's what I'm going to get to. Listen, I don't tell you Shimon is Pashup Shat. I didn't make a copy of something that's Pashup Shat to give out and spend your Sunday on. You know, I'm telling you something that's it's Rav Shimon's a Chiddush. You know, it's even though he says a double posh, it's not a double posh.
The bottom is, do you look at the meat or you look at the stores?
You see, that's what they're starting up with. The stores also matter. Do you look at the meat or do you look at the act of taking it from the store? Okay. Now, I'll tell you where this is a refreshing Ashita. The Chavis Das in Sivkot and Dalet, which is the Chavis Das of Kavua. The Chavis Das started by telling us, if you have 10 stores in town, 9 kosher butchers, a little mom and pop stores, and they sell 10 steaks a day. The one trefa store is a Costco that put everyone out of business. And they sell 1,000 pieces a day. So you have 1,000 trefa pieces and 90 kosher pieces. Chavis Das said, I don't care how many pieces, I care how many stores. That's what Chavis Das said. That what matters is not, you hear, is not how many pieces there are. You found me in the street. Called the parish Maruba Parish. In this city there are 1,000 trefa steaks and 90 kosher steaks. The Chavis Das said, no, call the parish Maruba Parish. You go according to where it was parish from. And you go basa raif kanuyais, raif places from where it was parish. Oh, very good. So the question is, what's the logic to that, right? What's the logic? Chavis Das said that it's a very big chiddush. Chay nira, dafka b'meichrim shayach dinze. Azlina basa raif meichrim, v'loy basa raif basar. Afilika b'chanuya is a nevela harbe basa nevela yaiser mimash yesh basa kasha b'chol ates chanuya is afilahachi kosher does not basa reiv hamoichrim. Why do we go basa reiv hamoichrim? Listen to the words kivan da safiku me'ezer meicher nilkach. That's from Shimon. Me'ezer the safik is from where was it taken? The Eizah Meicher Nilka, from where was it taken? As Lina Basarev HaMeichlin, V'loi Basarev HaBasar. This is the Chavis Das. Chavis Das brings a raya, I mentioned this raya last time. If you find money in the street, you go Basarev people who go in the street. If it's Rev Yidden, you say Yid dropped it, and you have to call it out. If you say Rev Goyim, then you say a guy style dropped it, and you're allowed to keep it. Zot Chavis Das, don't we all know the Goyim are richer than the Jews? Once upon a time. The Goyim are richer than the Jews, the Goyim have much more money than the Jews. Why do you go by how he dropped it? It's a raya, you don't go bust any amount of money. You go bust the droppers. You go bust the people. You go bust the called the parish. That's what he says. So he says it's the same. He says, called the parish Maruba parish, this is the Chavis Das, which the Chacham Zohar is matzmiya on it. But when you learn it the first time, you don't understand. Who cares how many storefronts there are? Who cares? If there are 1,000 pieces, we care what the meat is. So, Rav Shimon, no. On the meat, this exeris hakasa mechza mechza. It's not something that can be, you can't establish based on raw meat. Mechza mechza means it's always a suffix. Your shaila is, me'eza mokan nilkach. From where it was taken. Since everything is from where it was taken, so there could have been taken from 9 places or 1 place. We say it was taken from 9.
So it's different than the money. But we know
what?
It's different than the money.
It's the same by money also. Money. Even though it may be that the guy has more money than the Yid. Our shaila is where did the money fall from? Just to show us, where did the meat come from? You find money, where did it come from? Did it come from the packet of a yid or a packet of an onion?
So you have how many goyim and how many yidin, right, for the money.
Right.
But when it comes to the basar,
You say how many yeah, but you say how many stores. How many stores? That's the same, he says, as how many
years. You know, how many buyers bought steaks?
How many buyers?
He said
1,000
steaks. 1,000
going towards looking at it that way. He looks at it. The question is, where did this meat come from? But that's nouns, not verbs. Again, people are chefzes, are gavras, but they're something. He's saying the shaila is the act of pisha. Where was a pirish? I got news to you. If a woman were to come to me, I found meat in the store. What's your shaila? The shaila, she would express it. From which store did it come? A car store, a gaisha store. She won't say which person dropped it. The person went to a gaisha store. I mean, that's a something. Different than. Thank you. Well?
Different than money, because money you say how many people could have possibly dropped it. But by meat, you don't say that. You go back to the store, wherever you bought it from.
He says it's the same. I have to tell you, the one second, the Chachma Sadam disagrees. The Chachma Sadam calls it ridiculous. He says, why do you go? You should go bust out of meat. We care to meet. He says, rich people have more money, Gayim have more money than Yidden. So, but they don't walk in the street with all their money in their pocket. People walk in the street, more or less, with the same amount of money in their pocket, and therefore, his rye is not a rye.
Do we say Jews are more careful with their money than
Gayim? Well, I'm not so sure.
So, I mean, with the Costco case, by having like 1,000 pieces of the Costco and like only 10 pieces in the 9 mom and pop stores, does that like constructively make it the Costco like many stores? And therefore, it has the role of trade. You know?
What do you want to gain by this suggestion? You're saying a question on something that you're saying maybe this is true.
It's not really a game. It derolls the kosher story. Really,
you see, if you want to not go through Shimon, then it's logical to everybody. Everyone here would agree. The pashtus is you go buy the pieces of meat. You don't have to deal with it. Reb Shimon is the chiddush. I'm trying to show you, it's not Reb Shimon, it's a Chavos Das. Chavos Das. The Chavos Das and Chavos Adam are arguing in Lomdis of Reb Shimon and Reb Chaim. They're arguing in this Lomdis.
Even if you say, that you have, if you can look at the Roy, based on the takings, but
you
just
create,
so now you have two speakers. One is
Mathemat,
one is Mathemat.
No, I only have one
Safik. And now you look at it, you still have the Safik, the meat is still there.
Well, I don't have to deal with that. My suffix is, well, from where was this porridge? So if Shimon learns that that's the question. The question is, where did it come from? That's what Shimon learns. The Shaila is not, is the Mikasha Shaila is, how did the meat get here? He says that's the either the phraseology of the question or the lumdus of the question. That's what he says. He says that that's the issue. I mean, he does explain it. In the next paragraph, he explains it a little more. He doesn't make it a Dova HaMukhruch, but he says, he says, if you want, in the second paragraph on this page, Niastaiti Bior Inyan Zeh, he says about a third of the way down, the Loikamai Shanira Bashkofa Rishaina. At least it's nice of him to agree that the Ashkofa Rishaina is not like him. Right, the loy shemesh nevesh kafir meiz a pleiskim shikra hevdulu bizman leidas a suffik. The one the suffik kavua the leidas a suffik was in the store and pirish the leidas a suffik in the street. No, yitzavti loy yitoris bize eka kusha shabize. Dasha nevesh a suffik likfias hariyef shesharoif amikrish al precious yivar al abasa shul kash. And he said bize ikar din shaluba di isa kamon any birur kishai birurim el din tayor lachrias din amasupik lanu. To be mechriya, kamish kos lo alpi divrei harash. V'yeh is a suffix shein in a gal adina lo yivar harayv klum bezeh. V'yeh a suffix amitzias ki lo yemetz ametz. Al fizeh lo yemani biru shal harayv lach harchriya la seik shagar mele sapik alein us hadin lan hogel amais. It's difficult to go through this quickly, but that's what he's saying. Mishumachi b'lokav min hachanuyas. If you took from the store, v'yeh is a b'lokav, ha suffix shagar mele sapik alein us hadin al basa hazeh, the question is, from which store did it come? That's how he explains. Anyway, this is Reb Shimon's Yisai. I'm trying to show you that it's the Chavos Das. It may also...
If you were a woman to acquire kosher stores before,
Maybe. I think the Chavos Das is a pella to everybody, and the Rav Shimon is a mahalach. You're right. You know, Akasha doesn't prove a teretz. It could be another way to explain the Chavos Das. So this is his rule. It may be that this would explain Rabbi Kivega's Kasha Tunis. Rabbi Kivega had a chap case. So Rabbi Kivega is in the period, it's in a few places, but one of them is in the Pirsha Mishnayis, in the Mishnah, in the second parak in Ksubis. The case there, you'll remember, we discussed often a case of Kavua, where a woman is Mizana. She's Mizana with a guy, she's Asa to a Kayin. Mizana with a Yid, then she's Mutter to a Kayin. She's not Eshes, she's a Pnuya. Right? So any single girl is Mizana with a guy, is a Zayna, she's Asa to a Kayin the rest of her life. She's Mizana with someone she's allowed to marry, a Jew, she's not us. So he said, what happens when she was Mizana? She was in college. She didn't care, Jew, non-Jew. She doesn't know who's a Jew or not. What do you do? So the Gemara says, if she went to his house, that's Kavua. She went to his house. The Safi is a Jew or a guy. If he came to her, called the Parish Meruba Parish. If he came to her, called the Parish Meruba Parish. That's the halach. So now we're dealing with a case where he came to her, called the Parish Meruba Parish. So Rabbi Kivega has a case where in this city there are 51 Jews and 50 Goyim. And this woman, someone came to her, it was a Mizana. Now, she's about to marry a Kayin, and she says, you know, I got to tell you, I was once Mizana. I said, did you go to him? Or he go to you? If you went to him, with bad news. No, he came to me. So he came to me, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Gemara, if they arrive yidden in town, it's mutter. Frech Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's not true in this case. You have 51 Jews and 50 Goyim, and some man was parish to come to her. But this Kayin is one of the 51. He knows it wasn't him. He knows it wasn't him. So that means in the suffix, there's only 50 and 50. So if it's only 50 and 50, why do you go must arrive? It should be a suffix. You should be aser. The Kivega is matmiya, like why the poskim weren't, why they say go must arrive? You should go must arrive unless you have such a situation. But you follow the case. Again, you have 51 yidden, or 51 without him. You have 51 yidden in town and 50 goyim. And the girl says, somebody came to the house to be Mizana. We say, call the parish, move the parish. Call the parish, move the parish, whoever was parish was a yid. Call parish, move the parish. So the question is, what do you mean call the parish, move the parish? There are 51 chances it was a Jew and 50 chances it's a guy? No. This husband that wants to marry her, this Kayin, knows that he wasn't the one that was Mizana with her. If he wasn't the one that was Mizana, then the pool of Safik is 50 men and 50 women. 50, rather, 50 Goyim and 50 Yin. So if I did, it should be Safik Deraisa L'Chumra.
That's
Rabbi
Kivega's
Kash. It's not the women. No, so Dana men. We're not down on pieces of wood and statues either, right?
But the
Bezdin
is asking about her. Is she a
Zayna?
The answer is no.
I mean, we have to pass it on her, not on...
Right, the Safik is no. She's not a Zayna.
Interesting. I hear what you're saying. The psak is a psak. The Rishash answers, it sounds like the Chavos Das's words. You have to look at the Rishash. It's not easy, Rishash. He says some things there that are very hard. But what he says is, no, the Shaila is called a parish, Meruba parish. We're not being done. Was this man Mizana or that man Mizana? We're being done. Whoever was parish, well, was he parish? Was he from a Jewish home or a Goyish home? Now, Rishash is very hard. I'll explain to you in a minute, but if I tell you now, you're going to get all excited. But the Rishash says...
Otherwise, you could always ask people who build a table or something like that. You always have Rishash.
You have somebody that was... That, okay, I understand. They always... He says, you don't go bus a Metzius. You go bus the places it could have been parish from. And Lamaisa could have been parish from 51 Jewish homes and 50 Goyish homes. Again, it's hard. If you go with the normal approach that this is all about numbers, about things, then there are only 50 men in the Safi, 50 Gaim in the Safi, 50 Yin in the Safi. It seems, again, that we don't just go Basar the numbers, we go Basar the concept of called the Parish Move a Parish. And that's what it seems in this case. But we're not caring about, we're not trying to figure out what happened. We're trying to figure out from where it was Parish. From where it was Parish, there are 51 sources this way and 50 that way. Now, we happen to know one of the 51 I happen to know is not, but that doesn't change it.
We're percentages.
So it's percentages. You see, it's much harder than the Chavis Das. Much harder. But it seems to go with the same basic approach. Chavis Das says something else that I can't explain. He says, if you found a square piece of meat, and in town, most stores that sell square pieces of meat are treif. But in total, if you count the stores that sell round pieces of meat, roiv are Jewish stores, are kosher stores. He said, called the parish meruba parish. I don't understand this. What he's saying, instead of round and square, if you find a frankfurter, and roiv's frankfurter stores are treif, he says, it doesn't matter. If roiv meat stores are kosher, it's okay, even if roiv frankfurter stores are not. Now that I told too much, I don't understand that. What? How to believe such a rishon?
In the case of the Kohen and the Duro, why can't Roy come to the Kohen and the Duro not?
I think the question is asked. But I think we're not done undenis when it doesn't apply to the whole body of the Suffolk. As long as they have 51 and 50, and one of the 51 is the Chafetz Chaim. So what do you do then? You're right. I don't know the answer. But if everyone could turn over to Perek Yudeis. Now, till now, I was reading for Perek Gimel. Perek Yudbeis, we'll learn a Prima Gadim, which probably we should have learned anyway. Ha Prima Gadim, the Perek Yud, the Simen Kuf Yud, the Kat Yud Aled, the Stapik, B'din Kavua, Shalish Chakiris. Okay, Prima Gadim has three Chakiris. Now, just to set up the Chakiris. What's Kavua? We know, everybody knows, there's a rule of going Basar Raiv. There are certain rules we know in Shas. You go Basar Raiv, you go Basar Chazaka, you go Basar whatever it might be. By the rule of going Basar Raiv, we have an exception called Kavua Kemetza Mechzadam. That Kavua is Kemetza Mechzadam. Prima Gadim, Simikov Yitzv, Kanye Down, the Stapi, Bedin Kavua Sholish Chakiris. One. Imahani Bekvua Svek Svek Alahatir. By Kavua, does a Svek Sveka help? Now, let me explain what this is. He gives an example in a few minutes. What happens if you have 9 stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 store that sells Suffolk kosher? I'll give you an example. Let's say you don't rely on Hechsher A, whatever it might be. You consider Hechsher A unreliable. Doesn't mean it's Vadei Treif. No. Could still be kosher. So what happens if you're in a store, in a city, 9 kosher stores and 1 that you consider to be a Suffolk Treif store? You consider it to be a questionable. And you go into a store and you have a case of Kalkavua Kemetza Mechzadami. So the Chayr is a Svek Sveik. Because Kalkavua Kemetza Mechzadami means maybe I went to a kosher store, 50%, it's a 50% chance, even though it's 9-1. Kavua says 50% chance. There's no Vadei Treifa stores in town. There's a Vadei kosher store, and there's a Suffolk kosher store. So 50-50, I went to the kosher or the Suffolk Treif. Even if I went to the Suffolk Treif, maybe this piece of meat is kosher. So what's the Shaila? When the Torah says, Kavua kemetza mechza, is the Torah saying, by Kavua you don't rely on Raif? Or is it saying, by Kavua you don't rely on Raif? Torah says it's a Suffolk period. Doesn't help Chazaka, doesn't help anything. There's no karev. We go basa karev. We go basa chazaka. We go basa svek sveka. It doesn't help. So one, imahani before svek sveka lahatir. Two, imahani chazaka. Three, imahani karev. You realize these are all basically one type of safik. Kiva de ruba le mahani yesh svek sveka shuken ruba loy. Chazaka karev, the green may write. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. If you don't go with the right, you go with the chazaka. V'kiva the ruba le'mahani, k'may k'in chazaka v'karev le'mahani. So maybe nothing helps. Oh, yeah, sure. Kiva the kavua chidish, who? Echad the gali gali v'sulai. Says kavua, you don't go with the right, but that's it. V'nevayim in zeh b'klalu prat. He says, I'm going to go through this in a general way, and then in a specific way, you know. This only is a clear. If you say bakvua loy mahani rive, mishamachi yesh makom loy, but the gam sok sveik and chazak korva degree loy ayin. Now remember, Reb Shimon said, is it true bakvua rive doesn't help? He said no. The Torah says there is no rive. Remember, Reb Shimon looks at the Torah. The Torah said there is no rive. The arrives that help, and the arrive hamikrim. Rive helps by kavua, in the case of rive, which store you took it from. Let me explain this because it goes into a parichas. He makes a very powerful point. And it's a point that helps his whole yisayid. Why do we drink milk? Why do we drink milk? Maybe the animal that came from his treif, chol of treif is treif. The answer is, we have a Kabbalah that roiv behemoth ain't of treifus. That roiv animals are not treif. We know there are some treif of behemoths. But roiv behemoths are not treifus. That's what we understand. If a man dies, so his brother is miyabim the woman. Maybe she's an islandess. Maybe she's someone who has a psul that invalidates the original marriage. We say no, right? People are not islandess. We don't assume that someone's an islandess. That's a ruba the lesser. Come on, there's a rive that we can't count. You just had it in the first parak of Chulin. Those who learned, there's a rabba, ruba, diisa, come on, ruba, the lesser, come on. Ruba, the lesser, come on, you can't count it. There's not pieces in front of you, but it's something that exists in the world. It exists in the world. Roy bila sachar habal. A woman has a child. How do you know this is her father? It's possible it's not her father. We say roy bila sachar habal. We assume that a child comes from this father. Frekrev Shimon, why did you say kavua? How do you know this is your father? How do you know? How do you know? Or animals, he took milk. Where'd you get the milk from? You went to the farm, you got it from an animal. Why is it kokavua kabatsa mechtadami? No? So Shimon says his rule. That the rule of kokavua kabatsa mechtadami is one thing. That the items, when you have items that you can count, the case is the Varav Leib Kamalov. You have people standing in a group. You have nine Gayim of 1 year. And someone shoots into the group. We don't say, we don't go about Sarayim. You were shooting at a guy. We say, you count nine and one? No, it's five and five. That's the count. The Mitzias is, it's five and five. Period. It's not that you don't go about Sarayim. It's that there is no Rayim. That's what the Torah is saying. There is no Rayim. Memela. In all other cases, it doesn't apply. Rav Shimon explains, Ruba de lesser kamon is really a chazaka. We have a chazaka, animals are not trained. A chazaka means it's an assumption. We assume that this is this man's father. You can start with rive. You start making a cheshon of rive. It's not a statistical cheshon of rive. It's an assumption that in the world, a woman has a child that's from her husband. So therefore, Rav Shimon says that these chakiris have no place. They have no place because If you say the Torah is saying by Kavua you don't go bus arrive, you could clear it. You don't go bus arrive, you don't go bus chazak, you don't go bus sexa, you don't go bus. Shimon says that's not the point. The point is, the Torah says when you have a group of 9 and 1, that is a group of 5 and 5. You look at it as a group of 5 and 5. That's it. That's all the Torah is saying. It's not saying rayas don't help. It's saying that for mitzias we look at it as 5 and 5. Memela zokrab shimon lefiza nafakal yisayd asafik shagarim lahagayim ba prima gadim l'shalei shchakiras kula. It says nevertheless he goes into if yol tzvek tzvek is mitam roiv, so he has already a bit of an arichus. If yol tzvek tzvek is a roiv tikkun din, how it applies.
But
his thinking is unique to Rav Shimon.
No, I meant that as far as Rav Shimon's concerned, in every case where you have
Rav Shimon, he does this very often. He takes a rule. You know, that was Perek Gimel, this is Perek Yud Beis. His Prakim, it's not like Mishnayos, you have 10 paragraphs. His Prakim are quite long. And he goes through all the lumdus of Kavua. He goes off on tangents sometimes, but he goes through all of them. And he's explaining many things.
You have a 9-1, whatever case, it's always 50-50. Every case in the end,
if if there are items in front of you and they're kavua, yeah, if you mean, does it apply to Yeridaya and to Harachayim? And yeah, it applies everywhere. You're right.
But if it's 50-50, however you want to say the kavua is, then all these things should help. It lessens whatever 50-50 is.
There's a Magen Avraham who asks that Bein HaShmoshes is kavua. The Zichra Minut of Shabbos and Bein HaShmoshes is Zichra Minut of Chayil. So, no, I'm sorry. He asks, you know, whereby the guy is stuck in the desert. He's stuck in the desert, so there are 7 days, the shayla is what he does. So his whole tumul, machlokes rishayim, if he's osur in the 6 days, he takes 1 day, that 1 day he makes kiddush. But what about malacha the other days? You go bas arayv. But Gavram says you can't go bas arayv, it's kavua. You have one Shabbos mixed in with six. Now, how exactly that works, I'm not certain. And the Chalkim and the Magen Avraham, but you ask me, is it B'chal Teir Kula? You see it is. You see it is. They talk about Kavua there. Now, what you're saying is a good heart. Just, David, do you want to say something?
Just holding on to this question, at this point, it's the same question, and it applies on all of them. I'll ask you, did Rav Shimon drink milk?
He did because he learned Parakut Beis of Shariyosha. And he learned that by Aruba the lesser come on, you do go. There's no rule of Kokavua.
So, Rav Shimon's concern is not Achameyev asking you get to the mouth and say, did I do it right? We have to live in this world.
There's no question you drink milk. I've told you many times that statistically everybody eats treif at some point. 1 in 1,000 animals has a hole in the brain, or 1 in 5,000. If you eat meat over a year, you know, one meal you can eat from 3 different animals. So in a year you can eat from 500 different animals. So in 10 years from 5,000 different animals. Now, hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashmir on all of us, but we're no worse. We're hoping not worse than the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair. But statistically, we eat treif, but it's not a treif that you're not allowed to eat. Now, what Chaim is asking is a good question that needs be, or I'm glad it's late because I'm not trying to deal with it. Is that some of these things are not nikur b'makaymai. One of the rules of kavua has to be nikur b'makaymai, so what's he starting up with Ruba de Lesser come on? Really what he means is not it's a standard case of kavua. What he means to say is that if you learn kol kavua kamechza amechza is that by kavua rayas don't help, and that's why chazaka shouldn't help, then Ruba de Lesser come on shouldn't help either. But that's what he's really talking about. The Ruben Lesser Kavua shouldn't help. And he doesn't mean that it's a regular Kavua. He means if it's B'makum Kviyusa, Rayas don't help, then these Rayas should. Okay. And Yitzhak Hashem next week was going to start a new limud. I have to look through the list of what we did. I think one of the short simonim maybe in this Chalik, we'll get some Yitzhak Hashem. I'll be a surprise next week if Yitzhak Hashem.